Good morning, everybody. Yes, this is Carl McIntyre, and as goes the church, so goes the nation. This is Carl McIntyre. Freedom is everybody's business. And today I take up another one of these accusations hurled against me by the House of Representatives of the state of Pennsylvania. Day by day, I've been taking up each one of these accusations which they've made in this resolution attacking me on December 17th and defaming my name and my ministry. And I believe now that God is opening the hearts of millions of people, that all over this land men are being stirred to a realization that the state, the political unit of our republic, has no right, no authority to pass resolutions demeaning and defaming clergymen and church organizations such as the American Council of Christian Churches.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to deal with that statement in the resolution which said that Dr. McIntyre started his own church federation, the American Council of Christian Churches. Now, in my last broadcast, they said that I'd started my own house of worship, and I told you, beloved, the great movement here in Collingswood in 1936 and 1938, our congregation withdrew and renounced the jurisdiction of the Presbyterian Church in the USA, and then we went to court. They took us to court, the denomination did, and we lost in the court, and we had to give up our great, beautiful property and went out to worship in a tent on a vacant lot. And from that has grown, of course, a Bible Presbyterian denomination. But I didn't build my own house of worship. The people of God built the house of worship. And the people of God have maintained this house of worship. Now we come to this declaration here that I set up his own church federation, the American Council of Christian Churches. Well, ladies and gentlemen, back in those days, we had the Federal Council of Churches, which has now, of course, become the National Council of Churches by a reorganization in 1950. And when our little Bible Presbyterian splinter group, as they like to call it, began to lift its little banner, we looked around the country and we knew what was happening. And we knew that the Bible Protestants, the Methodist Protestants, refused to go into the Methodist Union. We knew of the great independent movement that was stirring the churches under the leadership of Dr. William McCarroll of Cicero Bible Church in Chicago, Illinois. And we knew what Dr. Robert T. Ketchum was beginning to do in the great Baptist circles of this country. And so we began to think in terms of Christian cooperation and Christian fellowship. And no man alive can say that Dr. McIntyre is against Christian fellowship and Christian cooperation. All Bible-believing Christians are one in Christ, regardless of their race or their color, or their nationality, or where they may believe, or where they may live. Oh, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, but all are one in Christ.
Amen.
And this is a spiritual oneness. And when God set us out here and we were able to maintain a house of worship free from apostasy and separate from the unequal yoke which the Bible forbids, we said, well, here, let's see if we can't get some of these other brethren. And so the contacts were made, and I shall never forget the day when I went over to Chester, Pennsylvania, and sat down and talked with Dr. William McCarroll. And I met this great man of God who's been used in this country to help develop the great independent movement. Hundreds of churches have developed. And Dr. McCarroll, Billy, he called me, Carl, he says, we've been thinking of these things, and something like this needs to be done. And then I shall never forget the day that I went down to Atlantic City, New Jersey, where Dr. Robert T. Ketchum was meeting with a group of these independent Baptists that have come out of the Northern Baptist Convention. And we met with these dear brethren, and we talked over this situation, and they gave us the right hand of Christian fellowship. In 1941, there was organized the American Council of Christian Churches. This organization took place in New York City, and at that particular time, even Time magazine mentioned it. Even Newsweek mentioned it, and even the modernist Christian Century, which is the bellwether for the ecumenical movement, had a full editorial entitled Fundamentalists Start a Federal Council. And so here the liberals took note of the fact that at last some effort was being done in this land of religious liberty to organize another cooperative body of Christian churches which would stand for different issues and different matters than that which the old Federal Council had been seeking to promote through the years. Let me read you what the modernist Christian Century had to say about the organization of this Council of Churches. Quote, "It complains that the Federal Council of Churches representing the churches is wrongly allotted to monopoly of free access to radio time. It declares that the Federal Council is wedded to a social gospel which is actually another gospel, sometimes hardly to be distinguished from outright communist propaganda. The new organization seeks to unite with itself the denominations not in the Federal Council of Churches and to win some which are now members." Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is from the Christian Century way back there in 1941, October the 1st. All these years later, here comes the state of Pennsylvania in its attack upon Dr. McIntyre to demean him, to defame him. And they tell the story that he organized his own council of churches. No, ladies and gentlemen, I was privileged to serve as the first president for 3 years. But it belonged to the denominations that established it. It belongs to those denominations today. It is not mine. It never has been mine. It never will be mine. But this idea, you know, that it belongs to McIntyre is a part of the smear campaign that's going on throughout the land.
Right.
They're seeking to discredit McIntyre's name, McIntyre's activity, McIntyre's broadcast, so that people will be afraid to get closely associated with Dr. McIntyre. And it's a part of the strategy and the tactic of the liberals to say that it's McIntyre's Council of Churches. Well, beloved, may I say to you, dear saints all over this land, that the Word of God is not bound.
Amen.
The Word of God is free.
Yes.
And the Word of God has been working in the hearts of men, and at last the American Council of Christian Churches has risen to such a place of influence and testimony in this blessed land of ours that the state of Pennsylvania, in its lower house of representatives, has to bring in its name in reference to this effort of theirs to bring some sort of defame to these religious leaders that are associated with the activity that McIntyre's connected with. Well, they didn't mention the International Council of Christian Churches, but that was an outgrowth of the American Council of Christian Churches. You see, the liberals and the inclusivists and the ecumenists in the National Council of Churches were determined that they should develop this great world movement, the ecumenical movement. And so they moved on out to give the leadership and the financial backing for the establishment of the World Council of Churches in Amsterdam in 1948. But by that time, the movement of which we were a part had gained such momentum in other sections of the world that there was a demand that there be organized a fellowship of churches on the world level that would stand for the Word of God, pure and infallible, and which would lift its testimony against this general apostasy and this inclusivism. And in 1948 in Amsterdam, there was organized the International Council of Christian Churches as the result of a specific call which was issued by the American Council of Christian Churches when it had its annual convention in Detroit, Michigan. At this great meeting in Amsterdam, when the International Council of Christian Churches was organized, brethren came from all sections of this world. 150 men were present. They adopted a doctrinal statement which was carefully developed and worked out, and which I would like to read to you people on this broadcast. It was my privilege to be elected to be the president of this International Council of Christian Churches. And this movement and this struggle, as it was represented here in the United States in principle and in fact, reached its arms out throughout the whole world to help our brethren in Europe and in Asia and behind the Iron Curtain, the refugee groups in Latin America, in the Far East, and now even into the continent of Africa. And today, the International Council of Christian Churches comprises 111 Protestant denominations. It has organizations and regional councils and groups cooperating with it in over 60 nations on the face of this earth. And it is my privilege, ladies and gentlemen, to serve in a place of responsible leadership in this great International Council of Christian Churches. We're in favor of Christian unity, but it is not organic unity which makes a one-world church and puts its leadership in the hands of a hierarchy or a pope.
No, that's right.
We are in favor of Christian cooperation, but it must be cooperation on the part of autonomous, Bible-believing churches who are responsible to the people directly and, of course, to the great head of the church, whose word is law in his churches.
Amen.
Now, beloved, it is this movement of which we're a part. It is a 20th century Reformation movement. It is this movement, beloved, that's fighting communism in the name of the Word of God. It's this movement that's crying out against these ideas that somehow or other we can bring the communist-run and communist-controlled churches into great movements of Christian cooperation. It is a movement that's standing today for righteousness, not only in America, but throughout the whole world.
Yes, thank God.
And the state of Pennsylvania has the honor and the distinction of being the first political unit anywhere on the face of this earth to pass resolutions seeking to defame and to dishonor and to hinder and to hurt this movement as it is unfolding under the guidance of the Spirit of God and with the blessings of Almighty God. The state of Pennsylvania stands out alone of all the 50 states, of all the governments of the world, in passing a resolution attacking a religious movement and a religious group and saying that the views and the ideas of Dr. Carl McIntyre are a danger to the United States of America. I called your attention, ladies and gentlemen, to the January 3rd issue of Newsweek magazine. I do wish you would all get it, if you can. It features a religious leader on its cover and then has all these pages devoted to what's happening in the field of religion, especially in Protestantism. May I read you, quote, "Protestants can no longer sing Christ crucified, risen, and coming again with one voice. Less than half of the total American Christendom really believes it's true," end of quote. And that's taken from a book that has just been published by two sociologists of the University of California following a survey which they have made and a study which they've made of the belief of the Protestants in our country. But ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have Christ risen, Christ crucified, Christ coming again, you don't have Christ at all. And if you do not have Christ crucified, Christ risen, Christ coming again, you do not have Christianity at all.
No.
And if you do not have Christ crucified, Christ risen, and Christ coming again, you do not have a Christian church.
No.
It is the purpose of the Christian church to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, risen from the dead, coming again in the clouds of heaven with power and with great glory.
Amen.
And when we have a survey made like this, and when this will be reported in Newsweek magazine, I want to say to you people that Carl McIntyre stands today in a great movement in the United States of America which says that every single Christian church should preach Christ crucified, Christ risen, and Christ coming back again.
That is absolutely
Carl McIntyre right. Stands where the Bible stands, that there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved.
Amen.
And if more than half of the people in Christendom today, represented in the United States of America, cannot sing and confess this, then we need a mighty reformation and a great separation movement which will purify the testimonies that men give to their Redeemer.
Amen.
You know why I can talk like this? Because the state of Pennsylvania attacked me. And we're able now to give you people just a little information about this great movement that's unfolding
in behalf of our faith and in behalf of freedom. Oh, I must go further, beloved. I must go further. May I say to you that when political powers move, as the state of Pennsylvania's House of Representatives does, to attack one group and to defend another group, we have reached a day when these great forces of Christian unity, they call them the ecumenical movement, and we have all this nice collaboration that's developing between the liberal Protestants and the Pope of Rome, and this drive to build the one world church. I tell you, my friend, when they get this one great world super church toward which they're moving, what will happen with the political powers? And where will there be room left for men like myself to rise up and speak, and speak in the name of the Word of God? We're moving into areas here which are dark indeed, and the time to resist this encroachment upon religious grounds by state bodies is when it first takes place.
Amen.
And now's the moment, now's the time for us to resist it in every way we possibly can. And I call upon every man, woman, and child who's listening to Carl McIntyre right now, who believes that Jesus Christ was crucified, who believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, who believes that Jesus Christ is coming again in the clouds of heaven. My friend, if you believe this, join us now in a great Reformation movement.
Amen.
Join us now in standing against the state of Pennsylvania and the Democratic Party, which would do a thing like this to religious groups and religious leaders here in the United States of America.
Amen.
Oh, this is serious beyond all calculation. Let me read you this doctrinal statement of the International Council, which is also the doctrinal statement of the American Council of Christian Churches. Among other equally biblical truths, we believe and maintain the following. A, the plenary divine inspiration of the Scriptures in the original languages, their consequent inerrancy and infallibility, and as the Word of God, the supreme and final authority in faith and life. B, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. C, the essential, absolute, eternal deity, and the real and proper but sinless humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. D, his birth of the Virgin Mary. E, his substitutionary expiatory death in that he gave his life a ransom for many. F, his resurrection from among the dead, in the same body in which he was crucified, and the second coming of this same Jesus in power and great glory. G, the total depravity of man through the fall. H, the salvation, the effect of regeneration by the Spirit and the Word, not of works, but by grace through faith. I, the everlasting bliss of the saved and the everlasting suffering of the lost. J, the real spiritual unity in Christ of all redeemed by his precious blood. K, the necessity of maintaining, according to the Word of God, the purity of the church in doctrine and life, and still believing the Apostles' Creed to be a statement of scriptural truth, we therefore incorporate it in these articles of faith. Is there anything wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
That's a historic summary of the great common doctrines of all the great Christian churches.
Right.
There it is. That's what Carl McIntyre stands for. Dr. McIntyre is here today in the blessed providences of God, where he can speak to you. And I want to speak to you, my friend. I beseech you, my friend. If you love the Son of God, stand for his word today. Obey his commandments today. Yes, you have the National Council on one side, and you have the American Council on the other side. The state of Pennsylvania attacks the American Council, and the state of Pennsylvania comes to the defense of the National Council of Churches. Oh, how deeply it became involved in this great religious struggle of our day. The state has no business becoming involved, but they did. And now I invite